All right, tonight, if you would please, just a few moments. Tonight we primarily was just featuring, focusing on the music aspect of the service. But turn this evening to Genesis chapter 1, and I want to read this evening one verse found in the book of Genesis, and that's in verse number 9 of the book of Genesis chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 9. Notice what the reading of this text. The Bible says, "And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry ground appear, and it was so." You'll notice in the reading of that text, God said thus and thus in this chapter here that pertains to God's creation, the beginning of the creation of this earth and then creation involved. And God said, let there be. And then in the text here, it says, and it was. So I'm speaking briefly this evening on the subject, on the thought drawn directly from that verse that simply says, and it was so. And it was so. Let's pray. Father, thank you this evening for the music that's blessed our hearts. And now, dear Lord, for the remaining few moments as we focus upon your precious word, may the Spirit of God tonight work in our hearts and lives, and may needs be met, and no one leave this service tonight with unfinished spiritual business. Bless as a message goes forth this evening, YouTube and Facebook. We just pray, our Father tonight, if there's someone listening that knows not the wonderful Savior, whom to know is life eternal, may they trust him this evening, and may the hearts and lives of your people be blessed. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And it was so. I could begin tonight by simply saying, whatever God says, whatever command God gives, whenever God passes on a statement, you can accept it as it is at face value, and as it is spoken, as it will be, and it was so. I'm thinking this evening of the book of Hebrews chapter 10, where the Bible says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. So we can gather that truth tonight from this passage of scripture that God is faithful to what he has promised. He will do what he says. He will keep his promises. We can rest assured tonight that when God says something, God means it, and we can accept it verbatim as he says it. As he says it, so it is. I heard of an old man one time on his deathbed, and I heard this illustration years ago, and most of you folks have already heard it, so if you have heard it, just nod or smile or say amen like it's the first time, and at least try to humor me a little bit if you would. But I thought it was a pretty good one. An old man was on his deathbed, and he wanted to be buried with all of his money. So there were three men that were gathered there in the room. There happened to be a doctor, a priest, and a lawyer. And he gave each one of those men $30,000. He said, now when I die, he said, I want you to place that money in my coffin. So when he died, all three men filed by. And what they did, they went ahead and stuck an envelope in that coffin, the doctor, the priest, and the lawyer. And then, after the service, they all left together in a limo. As they were driving down the road, the priest broke down in tears. He said, I must confess. He said, I only put in $20,000. He said, I needed $10,000 for a new church roof. And then so the old doctor said, he said, now since we started confessing, he said, maybe I need to confess something as well. He said, I only put in $10,000 because I needed $20,000 for a new x-ray machine. And then the lawyer looked at both of them. He said, I'm very ashamed of you fellas. He said, I want it known that I put in a check for the full amount. Reminds me of another illustration I heard of a preacher told his congregation. He said, next Sunday, he said, I'm going to preach on Mark chapter 17. He said, be sure to read it. So next Sunday rolled around, and then he asked the question. He said, how many of you folks read Mark chapter 17? And about everybody's hand went in the air. And then the preacher looked out across the congregation. He said, now, if you would, he said, I'm planning on preaching one of my favorite topics. It's on the sin of lying. And some of you probably, I hope I'm wrong, but I'm sure everyone knows that there's only 16 chapters in the book of Mark. Six times in this chapter, you find a statement similar to what I read in verse number 9. And it was so. Six times. These words follow God made or God said. Either God made or God said. Followed up by and it was so. Just briefly tonight, let me take those simple words and let me put it like this. Let me apply it like this. When it comes to past prophecies, when it comes to what God has said, we can always understand through past prophecies that have been fulfilled, and it was so. What God has ever said he will do, he has done. And it was so. We could go all through the scriptures. I'm thinking of, for example, when the statement was made in the Garden of Eden pertaining to if ye eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. And they died. They broke God's command. They violated the standard that was set, and they disobeyed, and they died. Thou shalt surely die. And it was so. You and I today are suffering because of that act of disobedience. But God said, the day you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. Thus the world was plunged into sin. Move forward. Come to the days of Noah. We can talk about that. God said, I will destroy man whom I have created. And it was so. In due time, the waters begin to fall. And Noah and his family go inside the ark. The flood waters came and the world perished. And it was so. What about Abraham? God had stated to Abraham that judgment was imminent. Abraham looking down at Sodom and Gomorrah. That wicked, vile city. The cities of the plains. And Abraham began to intercede. But God had already said, he had already made known to Abraham that judgment was imminent. And it was so. When the morning dawned, the smoke of the judgment could be seen rather than the cities of the plain. And it was so. Israel was promised 400 years sojourn in Egypt, and it was so. Israel was promised to, of course, the land of Canaan. And you follow church history, the history of the Old Testament. After 40 weary years because of their disobedience, and it was so. The captivity era. 70 years, they would be in the captivity. And yes, Israel is seen, seated on the rivers of Babylon. They've hung their harps into willows. And they are enduring the captivity in Babylon. And it was so. And here's a bright point. God in the Garden of Eden had said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, thou shalt bruise his heel. Calvary was on scope. The cross was in prophecy. In the Garden of Eden, it was already spoken as early as that was in the history of mankind and the history of the Old Testament. But when the time came, fullness of time was come. God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And then, the cross Jesus dying for the sins of this world, hanging upon that cross, and it was so. It was prophesied that he would come, be virgin born, and it was so. It was prophesied that he would die on the cross. I think of Isaiah chapter 53. I think of the psalmist's words in Psalm 22. And it was so. I believe tonight with all of my heart and every fiber of my being, the Bible, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Thank God. We can understand, and it will be so. Just as surely as he came the first time, he's coming the second time, and it was so. God will never say anything he won't carry out. When it comes to prophecy, and it was so. I think tonight, when it comes to the people of God, you can look back at your pre-salvation years. The way of the transgressor is hard. And it was so. I can stand here tonight and say, and it was so. I remember the misery of my sin. I remember the unhappiness, no peace, no joy. God had said, the way of the transgressor is hard. And it was so. We can give testimony to that tonight, can't we? But what about this? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I found, and it was so. I found that God will do what he says. I come to him by faith, accepting Christ's finished work. God promises to save. I personally found it true, and it was so. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. How many of us can say tonight, and it was so? The promised peace, the promised victory, the promised assurance that God's word promises, haven't we found, and it is so? And it was so. What about the supply of God's grace? Isn't it a thrilling thing to know that in this messed up, wacky world we're living in, with so many fears and so many things tonight that disturb us, there is no basic security in this world, but God's people still are finding a supply of God's grace and his mercy and his goodness and his kindness, and he does provide our needs. And it was so. Then I think of all of the promises of the Bible, what he said he will perform. Why the death of a saint? The death of a saint. The psalmist said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Every child of God that's left this life and gone out into eternity to meet their dear Lord have found, and it was so. God walks with them, accompanies them through the valley. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Every precious saint of God that's left our church, and Brother Jim tonight mentioned Sister Evelyn this evening and the Knuckles Trio. He asked how many people remember the Knuckles Trio. I raised my hand. Carol said, did you hear the Knuckles Trio? Of course, that was long before even Brother Larimore was here. And yeah, I heard them on the tape. I heard them on the tape, so I was, I guess, half and half honest. And I know you're thinking preachers shouldn't be just half and half honest, but anyway, okay, the point I'm trying to make, though, is more important than my foolishness. The point that I'm trying to make tonight is all of the dear saints of God that's left our midst and left us in tears and left vacancies in our church. Thank God, every one of them have found, and it was so. God gives dying grace. He was with them all the way. And then every family member has found the Lord to be so near, so dear, and giving us the grace to keep on keeping on. And like I'm thinking again tonight of Sister Evelyn. Since I've been here, Evelyn, it's been three of your sisters that I've buried personally, hasn't it? Three that I'm thinking of. And this dear lady, her and Grace. Last one's left in the Knuckles family. But your dear family know, and it was so. God was with them. And then finally tonight, the person of God, and I'm done. And it was so. God's character, all about Him, or yea, and all the promises. His word cannot be questioned, what He says, and it was so. I mean, thank God tonight, this precious book is as inspired, inerrant, and powerful as it's ever been. And things have changed. Our world has gone through so many changes. But thank God this is an unchanging book this evening. It still will get the job done. It still will bless sinners out of sin because being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever, it still has a power to save. It still has a power to comfort. It still has a power to bless. And it was so. God will never lie about anything He says. And you can take His book and you can still use it. It still is a soft pillow for a tired head. And it was so. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank You tonight for the singing and now the passage of Scripture that we've read. And bless its message now to all hearts. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.